Welcome into the In the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, January 17th. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. We're headed to the fairgrounds to take a look at their late pick four, which is an all-stakes late pick four, headlined and culminating with the LeCompte for three-year-olds on the road to the Kentucky Derby. But Jim, it starts in the 10th race on the road to the Kentucky Oaks for three-year-old fillies in the Silver Bullet Day Stakes at a mile and 70 yards. And who do you like?
I think this is a very well-matched field. I mean, they only got six fillies in here, which is surprising. This race used to be a graded stakes, and it lost its graded status. But you've got a couple horses in here that obviously have a lot of ability and are hoping to take that first step toward the Oaks. I took Taken by the Wind, and those of you who like Fleetwood Mac, that's a line from Rhiannon. And Kenny McPeak trains this filly, and she's done everything he's asked her to do. They tried to get her on, I guess, a turf race at Saratoga, and it got taken off. She wins by three lengths. Bring her back in the dirt at in the Pocahontas at Churchill, and she wins by 5 1/4 in a grade three. Been off since September. Been working steadily, and Kenny with two-year-old and three-year-old fillies now is extremely good. So I think Taken by the Wind should be the favorite in here. She's accomplished more than anybody except my second choice, Atropa, for Cherie DeVoe. Second in the Goldenrod, only got beat a half a length by a very impressive Bella Ballerina that day. So she repeats that one. I think it's between those two. I think it's Atropa, Taken by the Wind, and whoever gets the better trip. Also going to use Michael Stidham's horse, Love Your Neighbor, simply because she had a race over this track in the Untappable back in December. And got an 81 buyer, only lost by a head to Hit Parade, and I believe that's a Brad Cox filly. So got the best buyer in the field, but I think those horses that raced at Churchill probably are a notch above those horses that are raced at Fairgrounds. So we'll see. But Taken by the Wind, Kenny McPeak over Atropa for Cherie DeVoe.
I took Atropa on top. I love the maiden breaker at Keeneland by 10. And then they moved her right into the grade two Goldenrod. And I know Bella Ballerina, the connections are high on that one. And she just missed to Bella Ballerina in the Goldenrod. So I took Atropa on top, Taken by the Wind, certainly have on the ticket. And then Love You Neighbor, just coming off a second in the Untappable Stakes at the Fairgrounds on December 20th by a head. And has steadily improved for Stidham. But I don't know that I don't think I see her as anything really special, and those other two, one or both of them might be. So I took Atropa on top, and I'll go three deep on the pick four. The second leg is the Colonel E.R. Bradley, four-year-olds and up on the turf at a mile and a 16th. I went to Kapuna down on the inside. This horse has really improved in a couple of turf starts since moving into Norm Cassie's barn, so maybe the surface switch was the key there. Also changing jocks to Luis Saez. Ben Curtis is solid, but Saez is one of the best in the game, and so that's a plus. I like the draw down on the inside, so I'm going to take Kapuna, but I'm going to go five deep on my pick four ticket. Laganos for Asmussen, horse is battle-tested and a lot of graded stakes. A little bit of a price, Reagan's Wit. It's DeVoe and Pratt. This horse is coming off a layoff, but she kept good company as a three-year-old, and they obviously had a high opinion of her ability. Theismann had a nice win at Keeneland in the fall meet and has won three in a row, and this is a bit of a class test, but maybe she's that good. I'd Rather Be Blessed beat Kapuna last time, but I thought had everything her own way, so I don't like her as much in this spot, but since she did beat Kapuna, I will put her on the ticket as well. And she is 2-1-0 from four starts at the Fairgrounds. How'd you see the Colonel E.R. Bradley, Jim?
Well, I like the horses that you like, but the one that I like the best, you left off, unless you didn't mention her, but Cameo Performance for Brendan Walsh was very well regarded at Keeneland and lost in the an allowance race, coming off a good effort at Kentucky Downs. And this horse hasn't won since August of 24, so it may be a stretch, but I read Rides Him Back. He had a decent race in Prairie Bayou at Turfway, trying out synthetic. The 96 buyers back in his history, he ran in a grade one at Churchill and got an 96 buyer. So I think this one might surprise some people at 6-1. I love Kapuna. I agree with you that Kapuna is a better bet than I'd rather be blessed, simply because Luis Saez is worth a couple of lengths. So if you got to figure, if Saez was riding the last race, the Gilberto, he would have won on Kapuna. I'm going to use I'd Rather Be Blessed because I respect Chris Hartman. Going to use Liganos, a 104 buyer, and that tapped at the same race. That's at Kentucky Downs, the same race that Cameo Performance came out of. And then I'm going to use Reagan's Wit. There is no way in the world that horse is going off at 10-1. I don't usually criticize morning lines, but if he goes off at 10-1, I'll certainly bet him because he's got a lot of back class. He hadn't been out since July, but Cherie DeVoe, Fabian Pratt, 10-1 would be a bargain. So I'm going to go six deep in here, though. I think the race is wide open.
Yeah, seriously considered adding Cameo Performance. That was the one I left out. And since you hadn't won in a while, I did leave him out to keep my ticket kind of where I wanted it. But that's the one that does scare me a little bit. That was the last one I tossed in putting the top picks for this race on my ticket. 12th race is the Grade 3 Louisiana, 4-year-olds and up at a mile and a 16th. Probably just a touch, a big favorite in here. Can you beat him?
I thought that this was the one that made the most sense. And I think I try to get a single in a pick four sequence, and I think this one is the most logical single. Having said that, a lot of people will single it, so it's going to hurt your price. But this one has done really nothing wrong since the Kentucky Derby. If you throw out the Derby, he's run second, third in every race. The Derby, he went off at 11-1, got bumped at the start, and was never really in the race. Eight hole, you get squeezed from both sides there in the Derby. So in the Bluegrass, he ran a length and a half behind Sierra Leone, comes back and wins his first time out at Fairgrounds by 10.5 after he almost won the Iowa Derby. And then he comes back and in the Monmouth Cup last July, lost to Surface to Air, and Cadet Corps ran third there and came back and won. So I think Just a Touch, if he's ready, is going to win this race. If you think you can beat him because he needs a race, I think the obvious horses are Moonlight on the inside for Chris Block, coming off a very good race at Churchill in a listed stakes. And Accelerize for Todd Pletcher, very lightly raced horse, really jumping way, way up in class from an official $25,000 claimer, but Pletcher doesn't put him in for fun. So, and Flavian Pratt chooses to ride the horse. So I think Accelerize could surprise it here. But I think it all goes through Just a Touch. I think he's going to be a deserving short-priced favorite.
Yeah, it's who I took on top as well. I couldn't really make any kind of a case to beat him. I'm going to use one other horse just to have a chance at a bigger score on the pick four ticket, and that's Sir Grayland for McPeak. Just on the angle that this horse jumped up to a 100 buyer last time out in the third start off the layoff, and that was his best race ever by a wide margin on the buyer scale. And maybe they've figured something out with this one to get his game up to a level that it hasn't been before. So I'm going to throw in the five horse as well, but I think Just a Touch is awfully tough to beat in this spot. 13th race, wrapping up the late pick four, is the Grade 3 LeCompte on the road to the Derby for 3-year-olds. Mile and a 16th here, and it's really, to me, like a first-level allowance race. You just got a lot of horses that are coming off maiden wins. Couple that like Chip Honcho that did win the Gunrunner Stake. I think he's the one to beat, but I'm going to try to beat him with Golden Tempo. I thought the performance for this horse was much better than it looks on paper. Went back and watched the race. Dead last, going 6 furlongs by Curlin. There's no way that horse is supposed to win that race. First of all, just 6 furlongs being by Curlin, and second all, first time out, breaking dead last, running past the whole field and drawing away. So with the pedigree, the stretch outs, no concern. The DeVoe Barnes going really well. She's got her guy Jose Ortiz riding. 26% win rate sprints to routes for her. So I think Golden Tempo's got a shot to upset Chip Honcho in here. Stop the Cars 2-for-2 for Walsh and the wins at Keeneland and Churchill. So that's quality competition that one was facing. Crown the Buckeye was a close third in the Gunrunner behind Chip Honcho. So I'm going to use that one. And then Thunderbuck improved in the second out for Brad Cox off a little bit of a break. And Brad Cox certainly, he has more than one in here. That was the one I thought maybe was the best. So I'm going to go five deep, take Golden Tempo on top. How did you see the LeCompte?
I'm going to go even deeper because I've got a single in the race before. And if I play the ticket myself, I will go all here because I'm going more than half of the field of 11. I think this is as wide open a grade three as you ever see, because it is a lot of unproven horses, and the most proven horse drew the 11 hole, which is not the best to be in. Excuse me. So for that reason, I think I like Crown the Buckeye a little bit better than Chip Honcho. I only got beat three quarters of a length and did all the heavy lifting and had the lead and got caught by Chip Honcho. So I think Crown the Buckeye I'm going to use, Chip Honcho my top two choices, but I'm also going to use Golden Tempo, the Cherie DeVoe second-time starter, break off a very impressive maiden win at Fairgrounds, first time out, Thunderbuck for Brad Cox, Mesquite, the other Cherie DeVoe. I think Flavian Pratt taking the mount on this one, and he just broke his maiden at a mile and 16th at Churchill after being dead last at the first two calls. So he's got a lot of a lot of closing ability. And Carson Street was in that same race. I'm not using Carson Street because I only use the other Brendan Walsh. Stop the Car is the one I did use. I think he's a little bit more impressive. And then White Tiger, the other Brad Cox horse. So seven deep, but in reality, I think it's so wide open that you can make a case for. I think the worst horse in here is the four horse, Exosum, but he's coming off a win at Keeneland. So seven out of 11. So going to wind up spending about $63 on pick four.
All right, pick four ticket time. I'm going with a $75 ticket, 1-4-5 to start out, with 1-3-4-7-9, with 5-8, with 3-5-6-10-11, $75 on the late pick four at the Fairgrounds. How about you, Jim?
Got a very similar ticket, but since I singled, I'm only spending $63. 1-4-5 with 1-2-3-4-5-9, singling the 8 with 3-5-6-7-8-10-11, $63.
Nice card at the Fairgrounds. Best of luck if you're playing there or somewhere else as you watch all the football and basketball this weekend. Play a few races as well, and we will wish you luck on doing that and talk to you next week for our next edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.